Yasop Go Home by Courier. Read by Brickgrass. Summary. Ace, Sabo and Luffy find out Yasop left a kid back home and hasn't been back to visit in years. That is not allowed in their eyes. Worse, it brings Ace's personal issues to the fore, and Shanks realizes they need to talk. After about a year, things were getting to be, well, not routine, but the red hair pirates could generally predict what sort of chaos their cabin boys were about to cause. While everyone had been right that Luffy was pretty clearly Shanks' favourite, Sabo pretty quickly became just as obviously Ben's, for no other reason than causing the first mate the least amount of trouble. Ace seemed perfectly happy without being the favourite of either, since he still seemed to consider adults tolerable at best, excluding Lucky Roo if the man was showing him how to punch better. Of course, Sabo causing the least amount of trouble was a strictly relative term. "What did he do?" Ben asked, rubbing the bridge of his nose. "Stole half a keg of beer," Yasop said. He looked like he was trying not to laugh. This was going to hurt. "Sabo, why did you steal half a keg of beer?" Ben sighed. "Beer balloons." "Water beer balloons, Sabo?" Ben asked. "Water balloons, but they smell, 'cause it's beer." "Okay, yeah, that's actually kind of funny," Ben admitted to Yasop. "You use the cheap beer, Sabo?" "I'm not stupid, of course," Sabo said indignantly. "Good, you only get double chores for a day then," Ben said. "Go on, go see Cookie and ask what needs peeling or chopping." "Yes, Ben," Sabo sighed. "And tell Ace and Luffy they finished mopping around the door ages ago, and they're not fooling anyone," Ben added. Yasop and Sabo burst out laughing at the outraged squawks from outside the door. "You've got a real way with the kids, Ben," Yasop said. "Yes, well, Shanks keeps complaining about how I dad better than him. You'd think after a damn year I'd get him to realise it's not a verb," Ben said. "You're still hung up on that?" Ben folded his arms. Yasop laughed harder. Still, man, you're doing a pretty good job. Don't know if I could do it." "Which is weird, since you actually have a kid." "Yeah, but come on. What if I screw him up?" "Go find Shanks. You can commiserate on that fact." Captain's in a drinking contest with Kincaid and Sven. I'm not going to get a straight answer out of him until tomorrow afternoon, at least. "Yasop has a kid?" Ben and Yasop looked down. Sabo had apparently doubled back for something. Yasop rubbed his head. Yeah. "Cool! When do we meet him?" Sabo asked. Ben smirked. "Yeah, Yasop, when?" "Oh, hell no. Don't use the brats against me," Yasop said. "What do you mean?" And now Ace and Luffy were back. Of course. Yasop paled, seeing where this was going. I haven't seen my son in years. Ow! "Ace!" Ben snapped, restraining the kid as Ace hauled back for another punch. "Asshole!" Ace yelled. "At least my shitty not their dad is a shitty not their dad because he's dead!" "Ace, watch your mouth," Ben said sharply. "Yeah, so Yasop's like Luffy's shitty dad. Who cares, right?" Sabo asked sarcastically. "We need to go find his kid," Luffy said firmly. "Yasop, we need to go find your kid." "It's not that simple, Luffy," Yasop said, warily watching Ace thrash in Ben's grip. Sure it is. Which blue is he in? We can go there and you can see him and not be bad like my dad. Oh, sucker punch from Luffy with that comment. Ben wasn't even sure the kid meant for it to hurt as much as it had to have. And Yasop was gone. Ben would bet he'd be hiding in the crow's nest for a few days. Ace, double chores for a week for attacking a crew member. But he's an asshole, Ace said, like Yasop hadn't been one of his few liked adults just that morning. I'll make it 2 weeks if you don't start moving. So what happened? Shanks groaned through the hangover. Kids found out Yasop never visits his son. Ace flipped out. Ace is being punished. Sabo and Luffy are no doubt planning on how to either guilt trip Yasop into visiting his kid, or just turning the ship around to do it. They're 8 and 11, Ben. They can't turn this ship around on their own, especially through the Calm Belt. Yeah, but what happens next time we go to East Blue for an alcohol run? Okay, that they might manage, Shanks agreed. How badly did you say Ace flipped? I think he'd have managed to break bones if I hadn't grabbed him after the first hit. Yasop's probably got one hell of a bruise, though. It was a solid hit. Shit. Still working on that damn temper of his. Think it would be better or worse if you talked to him about Roger? Right now? Worse. Shit. There's never going to be a good time for that, Shanks said. Okay, go get someone to supervise Ace's punishment. I'll handle Luffy and Sabo once my head stops trying to kill me. Good plan. That's why I'm the captain. I can plan, even when hungover. Keep telling yourself that. Shut up. But it's not right, Luffy insisted for the fifth time. Thankfully, Shanks was a bearer of Conqueror's Haki, and like all such people, could in fact take arguing for hours. It was why his crew was more worried he might one day debate Whitebeard instead of fight him. It's Yasop's choice. His kid is in a safe place right now, and Yasop doesn't want to jeopardize that via visiting Pirate Dad. You know, like making him a target. Like what happened to us without parents visiting, Sabo said. Sometimes that one reminded Shanks way too much of Ben. Yes, but Yasop's no Goldie Roger or Monkey D. Dragon. People aren't looking for his relatives without someone leading them to the kid. But no buts, and no plotting Yasop's doom. I mean it, Shanks said. Fine, we won't do anything to Yasop, Sabo muttered. Luffy? Shanks asked. I won't do anything to Yasop, Luffy agreed. Shanks glared at Ace. I never said I wouldn't do anything to Yasop, Ace said. And your brothers never promised not to give you ideas. I figured that out, Shanks said. I'll take a punishment. It's worth it, Ace said. Well then, I'm not punishing you properly if you come out thinking that, Shanks said. Then we've got an issue, Ace said. I'm not letting up. If I'd known Luffy's dad was alive before we had to run, I'd have tried to find a way to mess with him too. It's not right. I'll say we have an issue, Yasop muttered. Ace had taken some of their syrup and honey and mixed it with pepper, and then dumped it on the guy for an itchy, sticky, sneezy mess. Ace, you aren't changing anything, Shanks said. You're just pissing off Yasop and anyone else caught in the crossfire. And me, because I don't like this happening on my ship. This isn't about me. Shanks and Ace both looked at Yasop. This is about your issues, kid, Yasop said. Yeah, I'm a shit dad. I admit it. But you're not flipping out this badly because I'm a shit dad. You're flipping out over something else. So I'm going to make you a deal. Today? Never happened. If you talk with Shanks about it. Right now. Yasop shot Shanks a look. Oh. Apparently now is going to be the time to talk about it. All right, Ace, that sounds like one hell of a chance, Shanks said. One honest talk with me instead of what would be months of punishment. Ace grumbled before. Fine. Great. Going to go see if Cookie has finished making that stuff he thinks will wash this off, Yasop said, leaving. Shanks stood up and walked over to the window seat in his cabin. Come here, Ace. Ace did so. I get that you are really feeling affected by this, Shanks said. But you can't go around attacking people because you're mad at Goldie Roger. Ace looked the tiniest bit ashamed of himself. It's just, he doesn't even have a good reason. And he doesn't need one, Shanks said. Not everyone has good reasons for things, Ace. They're still going to do them. This is between Yasop and his kid, not you. Ace frowned, but leaned into Shanks' side. Shanks really wished there was a better way to ease into this. Do you know what ship I was a cabin boy on, Ace? No. Goldie Rogers. And just like that, Ace was tense. You knew that asshole and never told me. To be fair, the man I knew wasn't an asshole, Shanks said. As for why I didn't tell you, you're kind of demonstrating. Is that why you saved us? Ace demanded. I saved you because Luffy is my friend and you are his brother, Shanks said. The fact that you're Rouge and Roger's boy matters, but I'd have saved you either way. I'm not his boy, Ace snapped. He abandoned my mom. Roger didn't abandon anyone. Bullshit. He was dying, Ace. What? Ace asked. When they caught him, he was already dying. He probably wouldn't have made it to see you born anyway. What? Pretty sure it was one of the hits he took in the Battle of Edwar. But then he also had this incurable what's-it that Buggy and I found out about. Really tanned our hides for eavesdropping. Anyway, I don't know everything. Of course. Hell, I didn't even know that Rouge was pregnant. No reason she'd have told me, though. I was a teenager, and the crew had disbanded by then. You knew my mum? Ace asked. Yeah, she sailed with the crew a lot, Shanks said. Great with knives. Taught the other cabin boy, Buggy, how to throw them like a real pro. You've got her freckles. Eyes, too. Roger's were lighter. You knew her? You actually... Gramps didn't know her, Ace said. She was a private person, like Ben is, and she liked to take breaks, to hang out in her hometown in South Blue. Also had to sit out the Edwar fight. Busted ankle. Sulks on the ship like nobody's business. You got her sulking ability, all right. Am I more like her than him? Ace seemed almost elated at the idea that he sulked like his mother. Little hard to tell. You're still a kid. I respect my old captain, but he had a kid's impulses. And pettiness. His morality sometimes worked like one's too. Not that it was necessarily a bad thing, Shanks said. Let's check again when you're older, okay? Don't want to be his son, Ace muttered. then you don't have to be. Just be you, Firecracker. Ace looked at him, confused. Tell me you don't go off like one, and I won't use the nickname. It's better than Anchor, I guess. Ace frowned pensively. Shanks. Yeah, kid? Can you maybe tell me about my mum sometimes? Sure, ask whatever you want. Does anyone else know? Let me see. I think it's just Ben, Doc, Yasop, and Lucky Roo, Shanks said. No, wait, Kincaid might too. Should be it. Doc's only in case you get sick and he needs to know something. Okay. Don't tell anyone else. I'm not his son. Got it. Now let's go find your brothers before they cause some kind of chaos while everyone's busy reeling from your chaos. Sorry we gave Ace the idea, Luffy said, as he tried to help Yasop salvage his dreads. Look, maybe if I better explain this to one of you, you'll be able to let up guilt-free, Yasop said. You know how Ace hates Gold Roger? Yeah. I think my son probably feels that way about me. Why? I left when he was a baby to become a pirate. His mother died while I was gone. I didn't even know until after she passed. I wouldn't forgive me, Yasop said. And all I might do is put him in danger if I go. Sure, most people in the Blues don't know who the crew is, but I'd still be taking a chance. You know how I don't know my dad? Luffy asked. Yeah. Ace and Sabo have made it pretty clear how mad you all are at him. Well, yeah. But if he showed up and gave me a reason, even a dumb one that only made sense to him, and told me he was sorry, and he really was, I'd forgive him, Luffy said. People do dumb stuff. I do it all the time. You're 8, that's why. Well, how old is he? Probably 8. So I'm an expert, Luffy said. So you are, Yasop said. Luffy, I'll think about it. No promises, kid. I won't lie to you. Okay, Luffy agreed. I'll try and get Ace and Sabo to let up. Deal, Anchor. Shanks? Shanks blinked himself awake. Luffy, something wrong? Ace keeps crying in his sleep, and Sabo and I are worried, and can you do something? Did he have his pants on? No. No, he did not. Shit. Well, was bound to happen eventually. Luffy, go outside and give me a sec, okay? What's going on? Ben asked, as Luffy left. Ace is having issues, Shanks said. Finally finding his shorts. Gonna check on him. Probably because we talked about Roger recently. Sounds more your area, yeah. Mm-hmm, Shanks agreed, patting Ben on the shoulder before heading out. Ace was curled into a sulky little ball on his bunk. Luffy didn't have to get you. Well, if my kids aren't sleeping because of a problem, I think he did. Shanks said. What's wrong, Firecracker? Ace didn't say anything. Shanks sat down next to him and wrapped his arm around the boy. It's okay. Just me and your brothers. I shouldn't have been born. No, no, nope. Holy shit, was it really this bad? Belay that crap, Ace. I killed my mum! Rouge made her choice to save you. And everyone says I've got the fucking blood of a monster. People who didn't know him and don't know you, Shanks argued. Luffy and Sabo are in danger because of me. And my dad, Luffy piped in. Like they'd have given a shit if I wasn't involved too, Ace snapped. If it was just the two of you, Gramps could have done something. Ace, you're not thinking straight, Shanks said, pulling the kid closer. This is just because it was brought up recently, and you don't know what to do with it. Nothing I can do with it. You can do whatever the hell you want with it, Shanks said. Ace, your brothers love you. I love you. Ben loves you. And Lucky Roo not only loves you, but thinks you're the cutest thing ever, even when you're a tiny ball of rage. You should exist. We want you here. Ace burst into tears. Shanks maneuvered himself so he was leaning against the wall, Ace in his lap. Luffy and Sabo quickly flanked them, clinging to Ace and joining in on the crying. Let it out, kiddo, Shanks said. We're right here. Four months later. So, Captain, Yasop said. I know the main plan was to swing by Fuchsia really fast for alcohol and Mirrorball Island for some trade, but can we swing by Syrup? You sure? Shanks asked. If we can be quiet about it. Maybe just me, Ben, and the brats. Of course. We'll find some place further from the village to dock in, Shanks said. After some cheering, and then some arguing, and finally an awkward attempt at getting Shanks with a bucket of water over the door for not going with them, that got Kincaid instead, followed by profuse apologies for missing their target. Sabo, Ace, and Luffy set out for Syrup Village. Ben considered this pretty good. Just a small group, unassuming because of the presence of kids. This should be easy. So how do we find your kid? Just yell Usopp really loudly, Ace asked. How about no? Yasop suggested. Posters? Sabo asked. Please tell me you're kidding, Yasop groaned. Hey, what are you doing here? Ben turned to glance at a little boy with a slingshot. Well, we're pirates, Luffy announced. Ben groaned. We're looking for... Usopp, Yasop said, eyes locked on the boy. Dad? The little boy asked. Yasop nodded slowly, and then had to catch the kid as he flung himself at him. Whoa, easy. I knew you'd come home, Usopp cried. Ah, okay, Ben said, deciding this needed to be private. Boys, come on. We're going to go buy Syrup.
But we just found...
We're going now, Ben said, herding them away. After a lot of crying on both ends, Yasop managed to get Usopp to point him to where he lived. He was staying in the same house Yasop had left, even without his mother there. I'm sorry I didn't come sooner. I didn't know she was sick until it was too late, Yasop said, picking up a photo of her on the table. It's okay. I guess being a pirate takes a lot of time, Usopp said.
Can I come with you? There were those other kids.
Those kids are only with us for their own protection. Trust me, they would not be on the ship otherwise, Yasop said. And I want you to have as normal a childhood as you can, okay? Okay. But I can still be a pirate later, right? Sure, Yasop agreed.
Oh, come on, Usopp said. I want you to meet. There was a knock on the door. Usopp, Kaya wanted me to bring you some food. Oh, hey, Mary, Usopp said, running over and opening the door for a man who looked like a sheep. Mary, Mary, this is my dad. The pirate? Mary asked, cocking his head. Hi, Yasop said. Ahem. Well, I am Mary, Mary said. Miss Kaya's butler. She has me bring Usopp food sometimes. He also throws me out of her house, Usopp said. If he can catch me. Because sometimes you tell too many tall tales for one sitting, Mary said, wagging a finger at him. Honestly, your son needs to learn to rein it in sometimes. That mouth will get him into trouble. Uh-huh, Yasop said slowly. Who is Kaya? She lives in the fancy house on the hill, Usopp said. Her parents died not long after Mum, so I tell her stories. Miss Kaya often worries herself into illness, Mary said. So I allow the distraction, unless he goes too far. That Sea King's story wasn't so bad. It was dreadful. Usopp, maybe keep the tales within the realm of possibility, Yasop suggested. Or make it clear you're telling a story when you don't. Okay, Usopp said. Thank you, Mary said. Will you be staying long, Mr. Yasop? And no, I can't. But I will write and visit, Yasop said. I suppose I can keep an eye on him, assuming he behaves, Mary said. And stops trying to shoot me in the posterior with that slingshot of his. A sniper's duty is a turned back, Usopp said. Hate to break it to you, Mary, but he's got a point, Yasop admitted. We'll do it with something other than rocks, like seeds, Mary said. Deal, Usopp said, holding out a hand for Mary to shake. The butler seemed to think on it, and added, also no fruit. Just seeds and random stuff, Usopp said. Like buttons, or wads of paper. Deal, Mary agreed. I'll try to keep an eye on him for you. Bit hard to do it with him running all hither and yon while I have Miss Kaya to worry about. But I'll try. Thank you, Mary, Yasop said, as Luffy, Ace, and Sabo burst in the door. We want to meet Usopp before we leave, Ace said stubbornly. How did it take you that long to buy one crate of syrup? Yasop asked Ben as the boys swarmed Usopp. Sheer ingenuity, Ben said. He glanced at Mary. Ben Beckman, first mate. Mary, butler, Mary replied. Usopp, Usopp, you've got to be our sniper when we make our own crew, Luffy said. Yeah, when we're older. It'll be awesome, Sabo agreed. That sounds so cool, Usopp said. Well, boys, it sounds like we have a plan, Yasop said. He knelt down. I'll come see you in a year or so, okay, Usopp? Okay, Dad, Usopp said. Right? Of course, Yasop said. Mary dabbed at his eyes with a handkerchief. I love a happy ending. You don't know these kids, Ben chuckled. This is anything but an ending. The end.